This is Amy Bowen. Welcome to my podcast, Amy Talks About Stuff. This is episode 142 for Saturday, April 18th, 2020. Today we had our district contest for Toastmasters District 24, as we had planned, from about 2 to 4 in the afternoon via Zoom and YouTube. I didn't have an invite to the Zoom meeting. I suppose they probably just used the district account, which we have been using for most of our meetings. But anyway, I just watched the YouTube stream, and it was very cool and very fun to listen to. This is the district-level conference, so it has the top four people from around the state of Nebraska. And this year we did Tall Tales, which is make up a ridiculous and fictional story. It can be partly based on fact, but make it as exaggerated and as humorous as you want. And the International Speech Contest, which was won by an acquaintance of mine who absolutely deserved it. She's a fantastic competitor. And I liked how the contest ran over Zoom. I do kind of miss having the applause, but we use a lot of ASL applause, which is waving your hand or turning it in a specific way. The coolest thing is that as long as the judges set their display name on Zoom to Judge 1, Judge 2, Judge 3, etc., and keep their video off and keep their sound off the entire time, for the first time they can be truly anonymous, which was a huge benefit of having the meeting over Zoom. When you're all in the same room, it's easy to see who's writing on pieces of paper and has a special folder, if you happen to be looking for it, which you're not supposed to be. But over Zoom, you can make it so you really can't see what anyone is doing on their end. It still took the same amount of time. And I was unaware you could have breakout rooms in a Zoom meeting until today. But yes, Zoom has that feature. You can have specific people, i.e. the aforementioned judges, siloed off into a breakout room so they can confer separately from everyone else in the main meeting. So we did that, and that seemed to take the same amount of time as always. Maybe even a tiny bit longer, but yeah, pretty much the same amount of time as it always takes, even when we're doing it in person. And during that time, as usual, we filled the time with contestant interviews, and most of what we talked about was, of course, the quarantine. And our Toastmaster of the day asked people what resolutions they wanted to do, they wanted to carry forward, what habits they wanted to keep, what new things they wanted to do, proceeding forward from the current point. And a lot of people mentioned getting projects done around their house, and how much they were looking forward to seeing their kids or grandkids again. I really am glad I got to hear the perspectives of people other than me. I know most of these people either really well or semi-well, and it was really great to talk to and hear from all of them again. And that was that, really. If we'd been at the conference in person, I would have been wearing my new dress. My new burgundy red flapper dress. If you're friends with me on Facebook, I posted pictures to my costume and fashion creations album. And I decided I was going to premiere it anyway, despite the change in plans. if we'd been having the conference in person, I would have been running like mad back and forth between Toastmasters District 24 stuff and Nerd Convention stuff, because we had the same hotel booked. So, it would have been fun, but I decided to have some fun myself by taking some personal pictures. I played with the settings, and yes, my handheld Canon PowerShot does have a timer you can set. So, that's how I managed to get good pictures of my whole outfit out on my balcony. Good to know. Good to know I can do that, because I've got a lot of costume projects that I'm going to need to get pictures of out there. Okay, that was my day today. And I don't have anything else to say right now. I will talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme music is Being Together by Bortex on the album Untitled Love Story, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.